Here's the Left of Lansing Monday Musing for December 16th of 2024. Over the weekend, I sat down for a bit to watch some of the Army-Navy football game. It's a tradition to always watch this legendary contest, and millions were especially intrigued this year considering the outstanding year that both teams experienced. However, during the national anthem, CBS Sports' cameras cut from the singer to show a shot of Dear Leader and J.D. Vance saluting. And it was at that moment that I realized that the corporate media's normalizing of this guy was complete. Oh, sure, I know, the normalization and the sane washing of Trump happened during the entire campaign by the corporate media. I mean, those of us who can remember, Democratic Governor Howard Dean's presidential campaign ended the very night he screamed into a microphone after losing the Iowa primary in 2004. And his scream, the Dean scream, as it came to be known, was played out incessantly. It was like on this never-ending loop by the media, and Dean would soon drop out of the race because of the Dean scream. Fast forward to this past September when Kamala Harris thoroughly dismantled and destroyed Trump during the debate. Trump literally self-immolated on stage as he turned into Grandpa Simpson yelling out that Haitian immigrants in Ohio were eating cats and dogs. It not only was a blatant lie designed to scare gullible white voters, but it's the kind of stuff that would have ended any presidential hopes for any person. And I had expected that lie to be played on the same kind of nonstop loop repeatedly by the corporate media, but it didn't happen. And within a few days, the corporate media memory-holed that entire debate and moved on to wonder why Kamala Harris didn't explicitly explain how her plans would be paid for dollar by dollar, cent by cent, unlike demanding Trump to explain how his corporate tax cuts will work this time around, since, you know, they didn't work before. And of course, they didn't ask questions about how the tax cuts will add to the debt, because, you know, everybody inside the corporate media sphere, they always clutch their pearls about the debt whenever Democrats gain power, not so much when Republicans gain power. The corporate press never demanded Trump to explain how the hundreds of billions of dollars he wants to spend on deporting immigrants will cost all Americans or how it will destroy the economy. They never asked any questions there, nor did the corporate press demand Trump explain how he lowered grocery prices, which of course now Trump is admitting he can't really do. Nor did the corporate press explain that while inflation did indeed affect millions of Americans, wages still rose during President Biden's term to help offset those costs somewhat. You never heard that. Nor did the corporate press explain how greedflation by corporations extended inflation. But you know why they didn't mention it. Because the corporate press wants Donald Trump in the White House. As I've always said, the corporate press needs Trump, and Trump needs the corporate press. That's why it does us no good to act flabbergasted when ABC agreed to pay $15 million to Trump's future library, another $1 million to pay for his lawyers, and to issue a public apology from its news host, George Stephanopoulos, in the court settlement. Trump was suing ABC because Stephanopoulos correctly stated that Trump was found liable for rape in his civil case filed by E. Jean Carroll. Stephanopoulos simply repeated the judge's very own description of the case in the courtroom. But just like Amazon's Jeff Bezos and his Washington Post newspaper's refusal to endorse a presidential candidate, and Bezos and Meta founder Mark Zuckerberg, who are helping fund Trump's inauguration, the billionaire media moguls are lining up behind their guy to shed him in some good light. No mentions anymore of January 6th, none. No mentions of dead cops from January 6th. No mentions of the stealing of classified documents. No mentions of the sexual abuse of Miss Carroll, and on and on and on. Those have been memory-holed by the corporate media. Instead, the corporate media will act like Trump's true state media, because when billionaires want to consolidate their grip on the media infrastructure, well, you know what? They need Trump's help. Again, as I've always said, the corporate press needs Trump, and Trump needs the corporate press. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.